Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
A very happy Thanksgiving to you. Welcome to Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. It has been a tradition with us at Viewpoint on Mormonism to take Thanksgiving Day and the day following to just reflect on some of the gracious things that God has done through MRM and for MRM, but to also read some of the emails and letters that we have received over the past year. Some of these emails and letters have been posted in our newsletter, Mormonism Researched, but I just wanted to share them with you and to let you know how encouraging these comments are to us at MRM. The first one that we have here is from a reader who says, "I have really enjoyed consuming all the information on your website. You helped me exit Mormonism and into Christianity."
And that's not the only one we've heard of like that. We've had a number of people tell us that what we've been doing here helped them to be able to see that there was a problem with Mormonism, but to bring them into Christianity instead of letting them just fall to atheism or agnosticism.
One of the criticisms that we receive from Latter-day Saints that are not very happy with what we're doing is they'll often say, "Well, you're just wasting your time." And I look at emails like this, "You helped me exit Mormonism and into Christianity." And that, folks, why when I hear a Mormon say that we're just wasting our time here at MRM, I just cannot take that comment seriously, because we have seen this happen far too many times.
Another person writes, "God seems to be bringing many LDS into my life. In fact, my live-in caretaker is LDS, new to LDS about 1.5 years now. She has been coming to me with biblical questions more often, and the other night she said that she would rather ask me questions than ask her home teacher. What an encouragement from our Lord. I, more like God in me, seems to have a great deal of patience where she is concerned. Again, I will continue to pray and ask God what he would have me say. I guess you could say that God has placed a real love and concern for the Mormon people inside of me. I have been watching your website for a little while, and your podcasts, which I just started getting, have been a big help to me. I also just ordered your newsletter. I am sure it will bless me as much as the other resources have. I can hear the compassion you have for these people, and it blesses me to find a group of people that I can relate to and consider siblings in this cause of Christ. May many hear the truth of Christ through the words you speak."
That's encouraging also, to have people comment on our demeanor, because as you can imagine, we get a lot of Mormons who, again, are not very happy with what we're doing, who will often accuse us of being hateful and such. And though we've asked for examples of how they came to that conclusion and they don't provide them, still, we do take that charge very seriously. But for a person to write us and to comment on the demeanor that we have, and in this case, describe it as compassion, certainly makes us very happy. And we're happy that she reflects that same kind of demeanor when she's talking to her LDS acquaintance, because certainly that's what we would want to see in Christians. As you often hear when this show begins, we want to treat people with gentleness and respect. We really mean that. Now, this is not to say that there aren't times when we are probably a little more firm with some than others, because we do get emails from what I would say snarky Latter-day Saints who just want to argue, and I will be firm with them sometimes. I'm not disrespectful in any way, but I do want to be very firm with them and let them know we take this very seriously. This is not a joke with us. We have eternity in mind when we present this information.
And that person mentions three of the major ways that we do ministry here. Mentions our website, which is mrm.org. Mentions our radio show, our podcast, Viewpoint on Mormonism, that you're listening to right now. And finally, mentions our newsletter. And if you'd like to get on our newsletter list, you can do that by going to our website. So those are some major things that we're doing. And that person has taken advantage of it. And with this person they know, they're actually able to maybe answer some questions they could not have answered without having some help.
And I hope if you're a listener that you will pray for this individual who is ministering to this LDS caregiver that she has. and hopefully that the conversation will lead to a profession of faith in Jesus.
Another person has written, "Thank you for taking the time to document exactly what it is Mormons believe versus the Bible. I am married to a Mormon. I am a Christian and stand firm by the tenets of the faith exactly as you have listed them." Bill, I don't know how many people we have met who have left the church, but their spouse stays in. I can't imagine how difficult that must be.
It certainly can. In some cases, naturally, are going to be worse than others. But I remember at one of our symposiums, I was talking to a couple, and he had come out of the Mormon church years before, and his wife had just come out. And I was commenting to him how thankful he needs to be that God saw fit to bring his wife out of Mormonism, because so many times we don't see that being the case. And it certainly does cause a lot of heartache for really both parties when you think about it, because naturally the Mormon is hurt that the Christian husband doesn't want to be a Mormon, and the Christian spouse is hurt that the Mormon spouse doesn't want to be a Christian, as we understand Christianity. And it just causes a lot of problems, and certainly we don't want to see that. But that is one of the phone calls that I don't like getting, and I do get them a lot. And this is why, folks, you'll probably hear when we talk about Christians dating Latter-day Saints, why Eric and myself, we get a little passionate about that. And the reason why we get passionate about it is because we have seen the wreckage of those kind of relationships. Do they all turn bad? Thankfully, no.
You use the word wreckage, and when you said that, I'm thinking of two trains that are headed toward each other, and you see it. Have you ever seen something fall off a table, and you saw the whole thing, and it was like slow motion? And we see that in slow motion, and so what we're trying to do is tell you, don't make the same mistake that thousands of people have made in the past.
Because when you're in love, you often don't think down the road, and sometimes you'll make promises that you're never going to keep. Sometimes I hear, well, my spouse told me that they would never become active again if they were to marry me. But then what happens? Kids come along, and then the pressure from the family starts being put on the person, and those old promises are forgotten very quickly. So, like I say, if we sound passionate when it comes to that subject, we are, because we don't want to see either party have to go through that kind of a situation.
Another email said, "I just listened to my very first podcast that you guys are putting out, and it was terrific. Great quality, and you guys just sound really good. Keep up the great work." Well, whoever wrote that needs to know, we sound the way we do because, Bill, you put a lot of effort into doing the editing. You make both of us, I think, sound good, because it's difficult to do a radio broadcast and to be perfect in everything. And so I appreciate all the work that you've done to take away all my ums and us so that I don't sound
Well, you know,
like...
another thing, too, you don't realize sometimes that when we speak, and this is just natural being human, sometimes we'll say something and not think about exactly what came out of our mouth. And yet when you hear it a second time, there's been times when I've caught things where I go, wait a minute, that didn't make any sense. And so I'm able to edit this so it does make sense. So we try very hard to be as accurate as possible. And it's not just Eric that has the ums and the uhs. I have my share of those as well.
But I think people need to know it's a 12-minute broadcast. I bet in man hours for each 12-minute broadcast, from the research that we do to the recording of it to you doing the editing, I bet it's probably 3 to 4 hours for just one broadcast.
Sometimes it can be. Thankfully, not always, because that would be very time-consuming. But you're right. A lot of time goes into this. And we appreciate many of you who write to say that you appreciate the effort that we put into it. We're very thankful for those encouraging comments.
Another one says, "Even though I've been speaking with Mormons since the 90s, I have found your ministry prepares me better than most. I thank you for that." And we try to give lots of information. We try to do it in a compassionate way. And hopefully that is seen by others than just that, than that person there, that we can actually do our best to lay things out in a compassionate way.
Well, we try to be cutting edge as well. And sometimes it's been very difficult to stay on top of a lot of things, especially with the Viewpoint show, because some of the topics take a little bit more time than others. Some will take 5 shows. Some will take 10 shows. Our series dealing with the polygamy issue, that was 12 broadcasts. But we try very hard to keep on top of what's coming out so that we can help you have fresh information when you're talking to your LDS acquaintances. And so that's very important to us. So we are trying very hard to stay on top of it. This person says, thank you so much for your quick response. I know I can always count on you to help me with the answers to my questions. I trust your answers more than I trust my own, and know that you have done so much research. Well, until next time, hope you continue to do well and that God will continue to bless you, your family, and the ministry. That type of a thank you is very encouraging to me. I try very hard when people do write to get back to them as quickly as possible. A lot of people don't realize the volume of email that we get at MRM, and we try very hard to answer as quickly as possible. And if you don't hear from us, let's say within 5 days, then write us again and say, is everything okay? Something like that, because it may have gotten buried. I've noticed that sometimes I'll go through all my emails and I'll find things down there buried that I overlooked somehow, and I'm so embarrassed. And sometimes it's been weeks. But if that happened with you, I certainly do apologize. We try very hard to respond to your questions as quickly as we can.
Another writer says, I have a date to meet with a couple Mormon elders this morning and found your website to be useful in preparing a bit for our visit. These earnest young men are so stoic and resolved, but there's a lack of conviction or a missing joy.
A lot of them are very zealous, but I can almost understand why there could be a lack of confidence in some of them. I mean, imagine folks being an 18-year-old thrown out there with a couple other guys or three other guys that have never been on their own either, and you're supposed to adjust so quickly in such a short period of time, and you probably don't have a very good handle on what you believe or what you're supposed to believe, and that can be very intimidating.
If you'd like to help MRM finish 2014 in the black, you can do that by going to our website and clicking on the donate button, and you can actually get a free DVD, Joel Kramer's Jericho on Earth. That's an internet special we have right now. If you end your donation of $50 or more with 50 cents, so 50, 50, 75, 50, 150, whatever you want to do, end it with 50 cents, that will let us know that we will send you an excellent video, Jericho on Earth by Joel Kramer, talking about the archaeological evidence that helps support Joshua. Your support is what allows us to be on the air.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And we hope that you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving day.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.